Oro Medant, Deb Brandon and Alan Howard were wide awake, fearfully listening to Isolated Limbs crash and fall when their Line 10 North home went up in flames. It was the early hours of Sunday, March 31, and the couple, lifelong residents of Oro Medant, were weathering the heavy ice storm when their family home and everything in it was destroyed. "We were both awake because of the storm," Brandon says. "By the time we realized what was happening, it was already too late." The home, which had been in Howard's family since 1956, was more than a house. It was a generational property filled with family heirlooms, furniture, and memories, she explained. "My husband has lost so much more than I have," Brandon says. "That was his family home. Everything his parents had is gone." The couple, now in their mid-60s, have been together for 17 years. High school sweethearts who reconnected later in life, they've spent the last 4 years operating a home daycare through WeWatch, something Brandon describes as more than just a job. "I miss my kids so much," she says. "I want to get back to doing what I love." But without a home, the daycare is no longer viable. Brandon and Howard have been living at a local motel, relying on insurance support and the generosity of friends, family, and neighbors. "Our insurance gives us $25 a day each for food and accommodations," Brandon explains. "That's $50 a day total. We just need a place to stay, somewhere affordable, even just temporarily." The response from the Oro Medant community has been overwhelming. Neighbors have offered cash, delivered parcels, and even offered their homes or trailers for temporary housing. One neighbor was prepared to rent the couple a home until legal restrictions around daycare operations got in the way. Meanwhile, a GoFundMe campaign launched by family friend Jen Watson has already raised $3,000. "We're very proud people," Brandon says. "At first, we didn't want anything. We're the kind of people who would rather give than receive. But we're so grateful." Still, the emotional toll is heavy. The couple watched helplessly as the fire consumed their home from their vehicle as firefighters battled the blaze. "We were in shock at first," Brandon says. "Now it's reality, and we have to move on." Their dog survived the fire, though he had to be shaved down due to stress and matted fur. Their cat is still missing. "We're just thankful we're okay," Brandon says. "We're not religious people, but we feel blessed." For now, Brandon is working the phones daily, speaking with insurance, searching for housing, and trying to rebuild piece by piece. "We're strong people," she says. "We just need to stick together and move forward." Brandon says she is unsure what caused the fire, noting it is still under investigation by her insurance company.